From NPR and Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Castle. We're playing this week with Kerry O'Connor, Charlie Pierce, and Paul Provenza. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. We have a special delivery from Nantucket. It's our listener Limerick Challenge. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Adam Levin from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, Adam, how are things in L.A.?
Oh, you know, sunny and 72.
Yeah, what else is new? What do you do there in L.A.?
I manage rock bands.
Do you really? Wow, that's a tough business. You're out late. You're partying hard.
Better than digging ditches, I suppose.
You better. And you're, I mean, it's also a business where you don't always get as much success as people might think. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I had a band with a gold record last year, and just keeping on working.
There you go. Well, good for you. Adam, welcome to the show. Carl Castle right now is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
While in Brussels, the hot weather fries. Being uptight is really unwise. Since commissions perspire in formal attire, save the AC by not wearing...
ties?
Ties, yes. Very good. Not a very rock and roll style of dress, but yes. European Union officials are hoping to make serious changes to fight global warming. They've taken a bold first step. They're considering banning that notorious energy drain, the necktie. Senior commissioners hope that officials freed from the oppressive heat of their ties will feel cool and free, like in an Irish Spring commercial. And they won't need so much air conditioning in their building, you see. The only problem is that without ties, mid-level EU bureaucrats stuck in a seven-hour meeting to determine the labeling standards of canned fish will no longer have a convenient way to hang themselves.
And then what will you loosen to show people you're really getting down to business?
Exactly right.
Now we're back to the judge's pants again.
All right, very good, Adam. Here is your next limerick.
When the caliper's fat rolls you pinch, the results make you gasp, shriek, or flinch. But it seems that the earth, not obsessed with its girth, has dropped a bit less than an...
inch.
Right. New measurements by a team of international scientists show that the Earth is actually 1/10 of an inch smaller around than previously thought. That's why you've all been feeling so cramped. May not seem like much. The new measurement, though, could have implications for predicting sea levels of global warming. The scientists reassured the planet that the mistake was just due to a faulty measurement, and no, Antarctica does not make its butt look too big. The Earth has been doing Pilates. It's quite in now.
It's trying to get down to its Big Bang weight.
All right, very good. Here is your last limerick.
This rodent won't leave a friend flat. For others, I'll take on a cat. I will leave a downed ship, but I don't let friends slip. So think twice when you call me a...
rat.
Right. Swiss scientists tried to find out if rats were, in fact, dirty rats. They took some rats, not the cute little white lab ones, but the big brown ones you find in alleys, and they put them in cages with a lever that released food into the neighbor's cage. And even though the rat herself was not rewarded for pushing the lever, she was much more likely to press the lever if the neighboring cage was occupied than if it was empty, even if she had never seen the other rat before. So now we know that they have a surprisingly kind heart. Scientists are now trying to get the rats to take off their glasses and shake out their hair to see if they're beautiful.
Rat altruism.
Isn't it nice?
There's hope for us all.
We're more rat-like than rats.
Also, I didn't know until recently that they're apparently very fine chefs.
Yes. Who knew?
I saw a documentary about that.
I know. It's very exciting. Carl, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Adam was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers, so Adam, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. I also want you to know, Adam, since you're in the rock and roll business, Carl here, a fine lead singer.
That's what I hear. That's the word on the street.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. Carl trashes hotel rooms.
Oh, God.
And I like blue M&Ms.
Yeah. Adam, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. I can die happy now.
All right. Bye-bye.